Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel, 2 lines to the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. Let's review. Our Mishnah stated that originally if Reuven sent to get his wife with the Shliach La'ilacha, then prior to the get being delivered, he was able to mevatel the get in front of Bezin, and he didn't have to go to the Shliach or to his wife directly. However, Rav Gamliel HaZaken was Mesakin, Shelo Yu'asin came and played Tikkun Olam, and we will shortly discuss what does Rav Gamliel mean because of Tikkun Olam. And therefore, Rav Gamliel stated that one cannot go to Bezin to be mevatel the get. We also saw that if Reuven was mevatel the get, Rav Nachman holds Reuven had just mevatel the shlichus, but the actual document is still valid, and therefore, if Reuven decides at a later point to megayus his wife, either with the shliach or another shliach, or by himself, and he wants to use that get, that would still be valid. However, Rav Sheshes held that the get itself is now kechasav ba'alma, and Reuven cannot use this get any longer. And the last gemara that we saw was where the gemara asked that originally when you were able to mevatel get in front of Bezin, and even as we will see later, the Rebbe holds that lemaisa, even after the kind of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, b'di'evet, if Reuven was mevatel get in front of Bezin, then it actually would work. So how many dayanim are required? And we once again had a machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and Rav Nachman states they only need 2 dayanim, and Rashi explains as it's only done as a notice and not as a din of din and mamis, and therefore you don't need 3 dayanim. And Rav Gamliel held that if you want to be mevatel get in front of Bezin, it has to be in front of a Bezin that has 3 dayanim. And clearly all agree that bittul doesn't work in front of 1 dayan or 1 aid, and Ramban explains that since you appointed the shliach in person, so you need a stronger method to mevatel the shlichus, and therefore you need to do so in front of 2 dayanim, and the chayil lefi zed, this should apply by all shluchim. And Rabban also says that in davar shebe'ever pachas mishtayim, and therefore according to this svara, this may be a special din by din and rayas such as the get. And also ayin in the last 3 lines of Taisa Dira Maskel Rav Nachman Amar Frey Shnayim Dilatrei Nami Bezdin Karilu, where Taisa explains why less than 3 dayanim would not work according to Rav Sheshes, and why less than 2 dayanim would not work according to Rav Nachman ayin sham. And Agamar now begins on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman states minayim minula, how do I know that even if you mevatel a get in front of a bezin of 2 dayanim, that would still suffice? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechta Shviyas in Perak Yud Mishnah Dalin, and this is discussing the din of Puzbol, and we know that there was a time that people in Klal Yisrael stopped lending money to others because they were concerned that Shemitah will come and cancel their debts, and therefore Hillel HaZaken came and was mesaking the concept of Puzbol. And the idea of Puzbol is that Reuven, who is owed money from Shimon, gives over his debt to Bezin, and it's as if Bezin is going and collecting from Shimon, and Reuven's not collecting from Shimon. And as Rashi says at the bottom of Amid, the Eul like Tavle the Balchayv al Bezin behind Yardel and Chasev, and therefore the like Karina Bei Loigais. And the Mishnah states that Reuven says to Bezin, Misrani lo Fnechem, that I'm giving in front of you my Shtari Chayv. And the Gemara continues on that Flam and Gimel and Alv, Pliny, you Pliny, are Dayanim, and to you Pliny, who are Dayanim, Shemak and Pliny, that are sitting as a Bezin in this particular place. And Rashi states, Trey Mashma, that is Mashma from his Mishnah, that all you need are 2 Dayanim, the Karlu Dayanim, and we still call them Dayanim, and therefore Gamliel brings Raya, that just like in a Gaya Prisbol, that 2 Dayanim are called a Bezin, and therefore when going to be Mavatel again in front of a Bezin, all that is required is 2 Dayanim, and that would also still be called a Bezin. The Gemara continues, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes responds to Rav Nachman that you can't bring a Raya from that Mishnah in Mesechta Shviyas, because Atu Tana, Kirukla Lechashib Lezel, the Yatita Tana, has to be like a merchant that keeps counting his merchandise and counting his money. Of course, a Bezin needs 3 Dayanim, and the reason why in Mesechta Shviyas it only said plainly you plainly the Dayanim is because it said that you need to say there were multiple Dayanim there, and Slav Dafka that Reuven stated plainly you plainly had Dayanim, but he would say plainly you plainly you plainly had Dayanim. And Rashi over here says that sells different types of bundles of besamim, and Rashi in Mesechtes Erchin says and the Mefarish in Mesechtes Nozan and Dafka Falav states the Mechaza al Yoris Kippakabachi Shloi Vahilach Machus Maina Yeshli Machbin Bekaises Vekaris Hachinami Lechashiv Leizel. And the Gemara continues, Amram Nachman, once again Amram Nachman states, Minamina, how do I know that a Bezin is considered a Bezin even though they only have 2 Dayanim? The Tanan, again in that same Mishnah in Mesechta Shviyas in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, the Mishnah states, had Yonim Chesim Lamato, that the Yonim signed beneath the Prisbol, or Ya'idim, or the Edim could also sign. And my lab, Amram Nachman states, that Lechira, when the Mishnah is comparing the Yonim and Edim, is teaching us that Yonim Dumin the Edim, that the Yonim have a similar din to the Edim. My Edim Shtaim, just like Edim, suffices if you have 2 Edim, after Yonim Nami Shtaim, also been a Gaya Prisbol, even if you have only 2 Dayanim, that would suffice, and the same din applies to be Mevatel again in front of Bezin, that there's only a requirement to have 2 Dayanim, and that would also be considered a Bezin. And keep in mind that Rav Nachman is bringing Raya from Mesechta Shviyas, because over there we know that it's discussing Prisbol, and by Prisbol the specifics are that you need to have a Bezin, as the only way that Prisbol works is by person giving over their shtaris to an actual Bezin, and therefore, even though the Mishnah over there talks about Dayanim and doesn't say specifically the word Bezdin, however, we know that when the Mishnah over there uses the term Dayanim, it must be saying that these Dayanim actually form the Bezdin, as otherwise the whole concept of Puzzle wouldn't work. And the Gemara continues, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes responds back to Rav Nachman that once again you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas because Midiria, Hakad Issa, Vahakad Issa, they can't compare Edim to Dayanim, and even though Benegay Edim, of course, two Edim work, however, Benegay Dayanim, you would need three Dayanim, Benegay Puzzle as well. And the Gemara now asks, Lomun Lemiste Dayanim, Lomun Lemiste Edim, and the Mefarshim explained that Bishlema, according to Rav Nachman, there is no question that why we speak about Dayanim as well as Edim, as the Mishnah over there wanted to teach us that Dayanim are similar to Edim, and just like you could use two Edim Benegay Puzzle, you could also use two Dayanim Benegay Puzzle as well. However, according to Rav Sheshes that said that you need three Dayanim and two Edim, so Lechur, there's no Chiddush to teach us that three Dayanim work, as if two Edim work, then certainly three Dayanim could work. And the Gemara answers, how come Ashbalan that the Chiddush in the Mishnah is the Leishna Kasa Blushin Dayanim Vechasmi Edim, the Leishna Kasa Blushin Edim Vechasmi Dayanim, that Benegay Puzzle doesn't make a difference if the actual body of the Puzzle states, and as Rashi says, Beidin Havina, that we were a Bezdin, Vasa Pliny, and Reuven came, Vamalana, and he said to us, that I gave over to you three Dayanim, my Shtaris, and therefore you should be able to collect them after Shemitah. And then instead of the actual Dayanim signing onto the Puzzle, you had two Edim that signed onto the Puzzle, and the Edim testified that this actually occurred, and the three Dayanim were actually there. And the opposite is also true, that if Edim write in the Puzzle that we were two Edim, and we saw how Reuven came in front of the three Dayanim, and he gave over his Shtaris to Bezdin, and then instead of the Edim actually signing onto the Puzzle, the Dayanim actually sign onto the Puzzle, that also would suffice. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, the Ragulil HaZakan made that kana, Shalayu Oisin came pay Tikkun Olam, that Reuven should not go and be battle again in front of Bezdin because of Tikkun Olam. And the Gemara asks, Ma'im play Tikkun Olam, what was Ragulil's takana because of Tikkun Olam? Rabbi Echon Olam played takana's Bamzerin, Rabbi Echon says because we're worried about Mamzerin, Reish Lakish Olam played takana's Agunas, Reish Lakish says that Ragulil was concerned about takana's Agunas. The Gemara now explains, Rabbi Echon Olam played takana's Bamzerin, Savla Krab Nachman, Rabbi Echon holds a Krab Nachman, the Olam play Shnaim, holds when a husband wanted to go and be battle again in front of a Bezdin, he could do so in front of two Dayanim, who bray tray less Lukala, and when there are only two Dayanim, there's not going to be a call that goes out, and therefore people won't know that he was mevatel the shlichus, and he lay shama v'lo yada, and she won't hear, and she won't know that the get was batal, and the shlich will also not have heard that the shlichus was batal, va'az lo mitzba, and she will go and get married based on receiving the get from the shlichim, the ikum mamzerim, and it'll come out that she at that point is an ishizish, and therefore any children that will come out of this marriage will be mamzerim, and therefore Rav Gamliel Hazaka was misakin that a husband should not be mevatel his get in Bezdin, and he should be mevatel the get dafka in front of the shliach, or specifically in front of his wife. And Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says with Pleita Kanas Agunis that the concern of Rav Gamliel Hazaka was because of Agunis, and Savil Rav Sheshes, Reish Lakish holds like Rav Sheshes, the Amar Pnei Gimel that says that when a husband is mevatel the get, he does so in front of three Dayanim, who beit Tlasa Islu Kala, and certainly by three Dayanim there will be a call, Vishama Vyada, and therefore the wife certainly will hear that a get was batal, and she'll know that it was batal, v'loy mitzvah, and therefore she certainly won't get married, and the only takana was because of agunas, as Rav Gamliel HaZaken felt that since the husband already sent his get to his wife, so to make sure that she is able to receive a get, and the husband can't cancel it, he wanted to make it much more difficult for a husband to cancel it, and therefore he said that the only way that he should be able to cancel this get is by going to the shliach directly, or by having to travel and be matriach himself to go to his wife directly. And as Rashi says, in order to make her problems and cause her to become an aguna, he won't be matriarch to such an extent. And Tais points out that even though generally when we speak about the concept of agunas, we're talking about a scenario where this woman is stuck based on the fact that there's suffix, and therefore we're not sure where her husband is, for example, and maybe he died or maybe he didn't die, and generally the term aguna is not referring to her case where she didn't actually receive a get. However, Tais in Dibur Maskil v'shama v'yada v'loy mitzvah v'ta konitz agunas who de'ikah states afagav de'bedin loy mitzvah, that even though it's proper that she didn't get married because she didn't receive a get, chashiv igun, that's still considered aguna. And as we saw the term aguna on daf chaf vavim beis in a similar scenario where a woman did not receive a get, and even though she was a vada eishish, the gemara still used the term of aguna. And the Dvara actually points out there are cases where it'll be mamish aguna, as the lepamim the iy shama, that it could be a case where she will hear shes batla, where was batla, kagoyin she batla achas shegi aget liyada, but the maisa he was mevatel it only after she already received a get, and really she is mugureshes v'hila yada, but she doesn't know in batla kaidim l'chainim lav if he was actually mevatel it before she received the get or afterwards. In this scenario, v'yasvinami aguna shalikadin, she'll actually be an aguna, she'll like it in, the he is sovra, because she will think, that her husband was mevatel get before she received it, and since she's not sure if she actually received a get or not, so she won't get married, and the classic term aguna would apply in this scenario. And Taisa points out, in Diva Masalu, Bei Trey, Leslu Kala, the Lechayro, how did the Gemara say, Rabbi Chayon, Pshay Takon, Bamzerim, because he holds like Rabbi Nachman, Dom, Pshay Shnayim, who Bei Trey, Leslu Kala, if Lechayro, Lefizeh, why would Gamliel HaZokin say that he shouldn't go and be mevatel get in front of Bezin, if Lechayro, Gamliel HaZokin should have just made a Takona, that in order to be mevatel get, a husband should be mevatel get in front of three, and then there will be a call, and there won't be a Chashash of Mamzeris. And Taisa says, Vyei Shleima, Mepnei Takonas Agunas, that even Rabbi Yechanan agrees to the Sfar of Reish Lakish, aside for the Takona for Mamzerim, there's also the Takona because of Agunas. And others explain that according to Rabbi Yechanan, in Chinami, by three, there may not be a reason of poor Rabbi Gamliel's Takona based on Mamzerim. However, Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin made a blanket Takona that someone should not be mevatel get in front of a Bezin. There's a potential that a person will make a mistake between a Bezin of two and a Bezin of three, Ayin Shom. And also, Ayin Taisa, Dilu Masku, will be Tlasa Islu Kolo, where Taisa says at the end, Vahada Amahacha to betray Leslu Kolo, when there are only two, there's no call, Vagabi Mechas Tadel Be'edim, Amrin Mechas Rabatim, to go even Chasim Shibadim, because there is a call, Hacha Be'inim Gilu Milsa Tvei, over here Benegay Aget, we need a greater Gilu Milsa than in a case where someone is selling their property. However, the Rajba says, Hasim Hud, Lekech Meitzi Kol, Mephasmoy Kadeshi Spari Inin, over there, Lekech's helping, and he's causing the call to go out in order to make sure that if someone has any taina and says that it's theirs, he wants to make sure that he clarifies that. And like the Gemara says over there, however, certainly a husband doesn't want people to find out that he almost divorced his wife, and therefore it's something that would be quiet unless you do it in front of three dayanim, and then there certainly will be a call. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, butler mevutel div Rebbe. Rebbe holds that even after the takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin, if a husband goes in front of a bezin and he actually is mevatel the get, it would still be butler b'dieved. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin made a takana, and he said that he not only be mevatel in bezin, and even if you would go and try to mevatel in bezin, it would not work. And the same would apply if someone had a tnai in their get, he can't change that tnai and he can't add on to any of the tnaim. As of course, that's the same idea that you don't want to cause any change in the get, as the same takanas mamzerim or takanas agunas would still apply. Shem kein makayach bezin yofa, as if you would say that if you would come to bezin and mevatel the get, it would actually still work. So l'chayra, what is the greatness and what is the koyach and the strength of the takana of Gamliel HaZokin if ultimately if someone wants to mevatel the get in front of bezin, they could go and do so, and that would still cause a problem for mamzerim and a problem of agunas. And now that we saw this machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, we could understand what Taisa says in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of Dibur Maskel of Nachman Omar, where Taisa says that even though Rebbe says that even after the takana of Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin, if the husband would go in front of bezin and mevatel the get, it would be a bittul. However, Maidur Rebbe, even Rebbe's Maidur, then bittul b'fnei Beis or Sheshes or b'fnei Echad, afilu Rabbi Nachman, the inu mevatel, that would not be considered bittul. The afilu koyin takana of Rabbi Gamliel, loyim mevatel, the dafka b'fnei Gimel or Sheshes mevatel, the lek lemechus mamzeris, al b'fnei Shnayim, the ikel lemechus mamzeris loy. However, in front of two, that is a chash for mamzeris because there's no call. Then even Rebbe would certainly agree that would not be a valid bittul, as lemaisa there was a chash for mamzeris midrabanan or Rabbi Nachman afagav the b'fnei Shnayim ikel lemechus mamzeris karaminu b'samach. However, if it's less than two, then there's a greater chash, and therefore, even Rebbe would agree that we have to be chayshish from mamzeris, and therefore, if the husband tried to mevatel again in front of one aid, that would not suffice. And if either of these explanations of Taisus, it would still come out that this would be only a din rabbanon, the bittul would not be valid according to Rebbe. However, keep in mind that according to the pshat that we brought from Ramban before, that the reason why a husband cannot be mevatel again if he is not doing so in front of at least two people, that is because ein davar b'sheva ever pachs mishtayim, and lefi zeh, if a husband is mevatel get in front of one aid, that would not suffice, and the bittul would not even work on a deraisadik level. And let's keep this in mind for the next Gemara, as l'chayra, according to Ramban, the next question of the Gemara will only be according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and not according to Rebbe. However, according to Taisus, that even according to Rebbe, there is a scenario where a bittul would not work on a derabbanadik level, so it's possible the next Gemara's question will be even according to Rebbe. And the Gemara now is, do we find that there's a possibility where Midiraisa, there's a din that this get this bottle, and therefore on a Duraisa Dika level, this woman is an Eshesish, or Mishum Akhir Bezin Yofa, Sharinin Eshesish La'amo, and it comes out based on Takana Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin. So we said that if you mevatel this get in front of a Bezin, it would not be a bittle, and therefore this get would actually work, and Lemaisa would come out, and it could be Matar Eshesish La'amo. Alma, even though on the Raisidic level, this woman is still an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara answers in the Eina Chanami, the Rabbanon do have this Kayach, as the Kol Mekadesh Adayt Rabbanon Mekadesh, as every time someone is Mekadesh a woman, he does so based on the knowledge that he's doing so under the jurisdiction of a Bezin and based on the Rabbanon agreeing to this Kedushin. And as Taisa states, Il Kach Oim B'Shas Kedushin, and that's why at the time of Kedushin we say, Harei Amakudesh Asli Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And as Rashi says, V'Harei Him Amru, and the Chacham said, Shefkiu, Kol Kedushin Shibi Yisrael, Ari Dei Get Kazeh, and even though the husband tried to invatel this get, however, we will say that this get will work and will be mafkir, a kedushin of someone that's in Klai Yisrael, Hilchos Paki, Shalmanas King Kitcher, and therefore it'll be mafkir, his kedushin, as when Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, he did so al Tanai that Bezin will always be happy with his kedushin and with his marriage. And Ridvar Mesechtes Ksubas on Daf Gumel Amalal states, the Havle Ka'ima Hareya Mekadeshes im Yirtza Abba, Shim Loi Rotza in Mekadeshes, and over here also, it's as if he said that I'm being Mekadesh this woman im Yirtza Bezin, and therefore Rav Gamliel HaZaken said that if someone goes and is mevatel this get in front of a Bezdin, that even though it seemed he was mevatel it, we still consider the get a valid get, and even though midiraisa she should be an Eishes Ish, however, as the Gemara states, Vafkin Rabbanon LeKedushin Minei, and Rabbanon Mafkia, his original Kedushin from him, and the Gemara now states, Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, so Ravina Yes Rav Ashi, Tein of the Kaddish B'Kaspo, this makes sense, Ruvu was Mekadesh Rachel originally with Kesef, so therefore, since it was only Kesef, and there's a concept of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, so Bezdin could say that Kesef was given to her originally as a Matana and not as Kesef Kedushin, and therefore the original Kedushin wasn't Chal. However, Kodesh B'Biyah, Ma'ik L'Meimah, L'Choyer B'Nagei B'Biyah, there's a Metzias that he did a B'Biyah, and you can't say that Rabbanon said that this B'Biyah is not a Val B'Biyah, and as Rashi says, Ma'af Kata Ik L'Meimah B'Ha B'Biyah, and Rav Ashi responds, Shaviv Rabbanon L'Bilasi B'Lasnus, that in Chanami, even B'Nagei B'Biyah, the only way that B'Biyah could work to be Mekadesh a woman is only if a person has Das at the time they're doing B'Biyah, they want to be Mekadesh with this B'Biyah. However, since Rabbanon said that you're doing so, a Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, and only Al Das Bezin, therefore, Bezin says that it's considered as if you weren't Mekadeshah specifically with this Bia for Kedushin, and this Bia was done as a Bias Nus, and it wasn't done with Kavanah for Kedushin, and therefore, we consider it as if Reuven was never married to Rachel, and even though Midurai said this get is not a Val get, as Reuven was Mevatel the get, however, the Rabbanon said that it's considered as if Reuven was never married to her, and therefore, they're not being Matar and Eishes Ish La'alma, and I didn't taste the Dinu Maskel of Avkinu Rabbanon the Kedushin Menei, where he's bothered by two very interesting questions that he says that since we have a concept that Rabbanon can be mafkia kedushin l'mafreya, so l'chira, every time that someone is married to basa chosai and she is mizana, the husband could go and send her a get, and he will then be mevatel the get in front of a bezin, and based on the takana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, and at least according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, since he's not able to mevatel that get, the Rabbanon will be mafkia kedushin l'mafreya, and it'll come out that she was mizana while she wasn't in Eishes Ish, and there's an easy loophole if someone wants to be yichapa basa chosai, and Taisus also asked that l'chira, how could it be that if Eishes Ish was mizana, that she would ever be chayiv misa? If l'chira, we should say that the Edom only gave her a sura safek, as it's possible that after she was mizana, her husband will send her a get, and he'll be mevatel the get in front of Bezin, and based on the takana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, it would not be considered a valid bittul, and Rabbanon will mafkia the kedushin from her l'mafreya, and therefore it will turn out that she never was an Eishes Ish, and therefore she won't be chayiv misa, and therefore this should be considered a sura safek ayin sham. And we learned our Gemara according to the first pshat in Rashi as to tenech the kodesh b'kaspa, kodesh b'bi and Michael Mema. However, in the first wide line of Rashi on where basic Kabalti, where Rashi brings down a second idea as to how to learn Tanakh the Kodesh B'Kaspa, Kodesh B'Bi and Michael Mema. However, since Rashi asked many questions on that pshat, we won't go into that pshat, but Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues that we just had a machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. If Reuven is mevatel get in front of a bezin after the kana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, would that be a valid get or would not be a valid get? And Rebbe stated that Reuven's bittul would still be valid, and therefore the get would not be valid. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said that after the kana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, the bittul of Reuven would not actually work, and therefore the get would be valid. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's just point out that there's two dinim that are brought down in the Gemara later on, Daf Samach Vav. Number one, that if Reuven says to 10 people that I want you to write and give a get to my wife, then there's no requirement that all 10 of them should actually sign on this get, and all 10 of them should be the shluchim to bring the get to his wife. And the din is that Echel Kesev, that one of them would write the get, Ushnaim and Chaisman, and two of them would sign on the get. However, if Reuven says that I want all 10 of you to write this get and deliver it to my wife, and he says Lashon Kulchem, then there's a requirement that all 10 have to actually sign the get. And let's keep this in mind as we continue with the Gemara. And the Gemara will now bring another machlekes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanabana, we learned it right. So, Amal Asara, if Reuven said to 10 people, and he didn't say the word Kulchem, but he said, Kitzvu get lishti, I want you to write a get for my wife, and I also want you to be a shliach leilacha to take the to get him a wife. Rabbi holds that if Reuven wants to go over to two of these shluchim and tell them that I don't want you to be involved in writing the get, then the din is that he could do so, and there's no requirement that he has to have all of these 10 shluchim to be in front of him when he wants to be involved part of the shlichus. And Rashi says that by doing so, it is not oiko any part of the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues on Rabbi, he says that if Reuven wants to be oiko any of their shlichus, he has to do that in front of the entire group of these 10 people. And as Rashi says, she'af zumin atakana, that this was also part of takana of Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, that just like Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken was misakin that a husband cannot be mivatel shluchei la'alocha if he does so in front of Bezin, and he has to do so in front of the shluchim, or specifically in front of his wife. So the same din applies over here, that he can't be mivatel two shluchim in front of those shluchim, and the only way that he can mivatel these two shluchim is if he does so in front of the entire group. And keep in mind, the way that we explain the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Galil is only true based on the first pshat that the Gemara will give as to explaining the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Galil, but we'll also see a second pshat in the Gemara. And before we continue, it's important to note that the Gemara will discuss the concept of Eid Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula, and the Gemara will bring that as the basis of the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Galil. However, the Ramban points out that this concept of Eid Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula is not the same concept that we find all over Shas of Eid Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula. That klal is referring to a scenario where you had 10 Eidim and you find that two of them are Nimsa Karva Puzzle. So we say Eid Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula, and there everyone agrees that that is the din. And when our Gemara mentions the concept of Eid Shabbat Miksasa Batla Kula, our Gemara is referring to the concept that since Reuven wants to be mivatel two of the shluchim, do we say that his kavana is that he doesn't want any of the shlichas to actually work, and therefore he's mivatel all of the shluchim at the same time, or do we say that he's mivatel these two shluchim, but he didn't mean to mivatel any of the other shluchim? And lefi zeh, the way that we should actually read the Gemara is not Eid Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula, but the proper way to learn our Gemara is Eid Shabbatla Miksasa Batla Kula. And also, even though the Gemara used the term of Eidus, really we're talking about being mivatel shluchim, and mivatel those that he appointed to be the ones who write the get and the ones to deliver this get. And the Gemara continues, but Micah Mifli, what is the basis of machlekes between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel? And the Gemara first states, be'id the shabit l'miksasa bit l'kula k'mifli, the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is, do we say that this person's kavana when he's mivatel part of the shluchim is to mivatel all the shluchim, or do we say that he's not mivatel all the shluchim? Rabbi self, Rabbi holds, e'id the shabit l'miksasa loy bit l'kula, and we continue on daf lam gimel beis, that even though Reuven was mivatel the shlichus of two of the shluchim, he's not mivatel all of the shlichus, and therefore Rabbi holds yachal mivatel zu shloy b'fnei zu, because there won't be any chesaron and it won't be any problem that comes out, as even though Reuven was mivatel these two shluchim, however the other eight shluchim are still valid, and even if they didn't hear that Reuven was mivatel the other two shluchim, so there still won't be a problem, as vi ozli hanach kasvi viavi lichtavu v'lesvu, as even if some of the other eight shluchim go and write this get and they actually give it to his wife, it would actually be a valid get, as even though Reuven was mivatel the two shluchim, he wasn't mivatel these eight shluchim, and their shlichus is still valid, and they could deliver the get to his wife, and it would still be a proper get. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel sava eid shabit l'miksasa bit l'kula, that when Reuven is mivatel two of the shluchim, he really wants to mivatel all of the shluchim, and therefore there could come out a problem, because v'hanich lo yadi, the other eight people will not know that the shlichus is batel, v'azav v'kasvi v'yavi v'sharu ishis shlamo, and they will go, they will write the get, and they will give it to his wife, and Reuven's wife will think that she actually has a valid get, and she'll go get married, and really Reuven was mivatel the shlichus of all of these different shluchim, and therefore her get wasn't valid, and she's still an ishizish, and if she gets married and has children, there will be a problem with mamzerim, and therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel felt that this was part of Rav Gamliel Hazaken's takana, and therefore he said that ein liyach levatel el zev fnei zeh, that if Reuven wants to mivatel any of these shluchim, he has to do so in front of the other shluchim, as otherwise it could become a problem of mamzerim. And of course this works out according to Rav Yechon Pshat that the whole takana of Rav Gamliel was based on mamzerim. However, according to Reish Lakish, that said that the reason for the takana of Rav Gamliel Hazaken was based on agunais, so l'chari, what is the possibility of agunais over here? And I am Taisus who asked this question on Rashi, who learns the Gemara this way, and therefore Taisus learns our Gemara differently. And I am the Kranim, how they explain our Gemara according to Rashi and according to the Shita of Reish Lakish. And our Gemara continues, V'Bayisema, or I could tell you that really the machlekes between Rabbi and Shimon Galil has nothing to do with the takana of Rav Gamliel Hazaken, and the Kuli Alma, Idisha Batla Miksasa, Loi Batla Kula. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that if Reuven would be able to be mevatel the shluchim, then even if he's mevatel two of the shluchim, it doesn't mean that he's mevatel all of the shluchim. And v'hocha hainu time to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel says in this case that eino yochel levatel el zeh b'fnei zeh, that Reuven can only mevatel the shluchim one in front of the other, it is because because Kasava Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds Milsa de Misavda be'ape Yisara Tzricha be'Yisara l'mishlefa, that once you actually created Shluchim in front of 10 people and you created the Shluchim together, then the only way to be mevatel any of those Shluchim is only if all 10 are together. And therefore, since all 10 of the Shluchim were not together, not only was Reuven not mevatel the last of the 8 Shluchim, but Reuven also could not be mevatel the first 2 Shluchim. And therefore, the fear of Shimon ben Gamliel, if for example Reuven was mevatel the first 2 Shluchim, but he didn't do so in front of the rest of the Shluchim, and then those 2 Shluchim go and they write a get and they deliver it to Reuven's wife, then it would be a valid get and it would not be batal. And Rashi points out that according to this Teretz of Gemara, the high Eini Yochel de Kama, that when Shimon Gamliel used the term that Eini Yochel, Lavi Suri, whom Shim Oiva Takana, he's not saying that it's also to do so based on Takana, El Hachi Kama, Rav Shimon Gamliel saying, Ein Bekoyach Levatal, El Vnei Kulon, that there's no Koyach for him to battle any of the Shluchim unless he does so in front of the rest of the Shluchim. And being that the Gemara now had 2 different Lashonis as to what the Machlekes is between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel, so the Gemara will now ask a Shaila, and based on this Shaila, the Gemara will try to figure out if we actually say that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel is based on the first explanation of the Gemara or based on the Iba Yisema. And the Gemara begins, we have the following Shaila, Kulcha Mau, what would the Nim be if instead of Reuven saying to 10 Shluchim, Kisfu Get Utun Lishti, and instead Reuven would actually add in and he would say, Kulchem Kisfu Get Lishti, that all of you should write a get for my wife, and we said that when someone says Kulchem, then all of them have to actually sign onto this get. And the Gemara explained the Shaila, Time under Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishim de Kasava, Edisha Bitla Miksasa Bitla Kula, do we say the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel said that Ein Yachol Vatal El Zev Tnezeh is based on a problem of Agunais, is once Reuven was Mavatal 2 of the Shluchim, so the other Shluchim won't realize that they're also considered Batal, and they'll write the get for his wife, and they'll deliver it, and Rachel will think that she's divorced, and really she's an Eish Ish, and she'll get married, and she'll have children, and there'll be a problem of Mzeris. And of course, that's a problem in the first case of the Gemara. However, Hani Kivin Amalu Kulchem, however, in our case, where Reuven said that he wants all of them to be involved in the get, and they all have to sign together, Lematzvi Kasvi Vyavi, so therefore the 8 won't be able to write a get and give it to the wife without having the other 2. And certainly, once they go and find the other 2 Shluchim, those Shluchim will tell the 8 Shluchim that we were already batal, and therefore we can't write the get together with you, and therefore, of course, they won't write this get, and they won't give it to this wife, and therefore they won't come out any agunas. And therefore, in this case, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree to Rebbe that Reuven can be mevatel 2 of the Shluchim, even if he isn't mevatel them in front of the other Shluchim. And the Gemara continues, Oy Dilma, or do we say, Time under Rav Shimon Gamliel, the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel said that in Yochel Vatel El Zev Pnei Zeh is Meshum de Kasava, Kol Milsim Mus'av de Be'epe Be'sar, Tzvicha Be'asar L'mishva, that any time that someone creates Shluchim and he creates 10 Shluchim, then he actually has to go and be mevatel those Shluchim in front of all the 10 Shluchim. Therefore, since it's not based on the Takana of Agunais and just a din of shlichus and a bittel of shlichus, v'hilkach afilu kulchem nami, even if you actually said the word kulchem, Rav Shimon Gamliel will still argue and Rebbe and will still say that the only way to mevatel any of the shluchim is only if all of the shluchim are together. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your raya, Amar l'shnayim, two get l'ishti. If Reuven says the 2 shluchim, I want you to give this get to my wife. So yachol vatel zesh l'vnei zeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Reuven can mevatel one of the shluchim even though he doesn't do it in front of the other shliach. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in this case, argues to Rebbe, and he says, In yachol vatel el zev v'nei zeh. And the Gemara now explains its raya, v'shnayim d'chi kulchem damu, that in the case where you only had 2 shluchim, that's exactly like the case of kulchem, because certainly you need these 2 edim to actually sign onto the get, as without 2 edim in the get, it would not be a valid get. And even so, pligi, and we still see that Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on Rebbe, and it must be that the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that in yachol vatel el zev v'nei zeh is only because he holds that whenever you create a shliach in front of another shliach, you have to be mevatel both of them in front of each other, and you can't be mevatel one without having the other one over there. And therefore, clearly we see that the Iba Yisema is correct as to the explanation in the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as according to the first pshat, as to the Machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, over here, Rav Shimon Gamliel should agree to Rebbe, because there is no shaychus to having a problem of Mamzeris over here, as the get would not be able to be chal without both of the chasimis. And when the one aid that was not batal comes to the other aid and says, let us sign on this get, that aid will say that Reuven was already mevatel my shlichus and said that I cannot be an aid on this get, and therefore they won't actually give this get to this woman, and there won't be a problem of mamzeris. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi states, if the Brice will be talking about Eid Ksiva, Rav Shimon Gamliel would also agree to Rebbe that Reuven can be mevatel one of the edim without being in front of the other. And as Rashi says, it will be tulu bittel the time of Mishum Gzeri, v'hachalech l'migzamidi. However, the Brice is talking about a case, where Reuven actually appointed these 2 people as his edim him to bring the get to his wife. And since this is a case of shlichus and not a case of edus, and in order to deliver a get to a woman, you only need one shliach. So over here, the same machlikas between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel applies, as according to Rebbe, that edus shabit l'miksasa loybit l'kula. But there's no chash from mamzeris over here, as even though Reuven said to Shimon, who was his first shliach, that I don't want you to be a shliach any longer, and Levi, who didn't know that Reuven was actually mevatel the shlichus of Shimon, will still go and deliver the get to Rachel, and of course that would be a valid shlichus, as Rebbe holds that edus shabit l'miksasa is loybit l'kula. However, according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that says that once Reuven was mevatel the shlichus of Shimon, he also meant to be mevatel the shlichus of Levi, and since Levi won't know that Reuven was mevatel the shlichus of Shimon, and by extension his own shlichus, Levi will still go and bring the get to Rachel, and Rachel will get married based on that get, even though she's really an Eishes Ish, and will cause mamzer in this world, and that's why even in this case, Rav Shimon Galil argues on Rebbe. And the Gemara continues, Hachi Nami Mestavra, and I'll bring you a riot of this Pshad and Brisa, the Ketani Sefer, because in this Brisa, the Sefer states, Omer L'Zev V'nei Atzmai, L'Zev V'nei Atzmai, if Reuven originally created the Shluchim, and he first said to Shimon, that I want you to be a Shliach, to bring the get to my wife, and then he said to Levi at a different time, that even though I already appointed Shimon as my Shliach L'Elocha, however, if you want to go along with Shimon, you could go along with Shimon to be my Shliach L'Elocha as well. And in this case, everyone agrees that Yochel Avatel Zeh Shalev V'nizeh, that even if Shimon Galil agrees, Reuven can be Mevatel the Shlichus of Shimon, even though he's not doing so in front of Levi. And the Gemara explains, I'm B'Shleim B'Yidei Elocha Shaper, if you will explain that the Brice is talking about Reuven, who is actually appointing them as Shluchim to go and bring this get to the wife, so then it makes a lot of sense that since in this case he actually created these Shluchim separately, so even if Shimon Galil agrees that Eidah Shabit L'Miksasa Loi Bit L'Kula, then in this case, since Reuven actually appointed these Shluchim separately, therefore, if he wants to mevatel one without being mevatel the other, it's possible that he actually meant to just be mevatel that shliach and not to be mevatel the other shliach. And therefore, if the other shliach goes and delivers this get, even if Shimon Galil agrees, that would be a valid get. And therefore, there won't be a chash that maybe there'll be a problem where she'll get married and she's still an Eishes Ish. And therefore, there won't be a problem mamzerim in this scenario. And as Rashi says also, Shapir ikla meimba amal zev pnei atzbai, it's possible to say that Reuven actually appointed each one without appointing the other. She'ein ze eidah she'itzdach luri. And certainly there's no requirement that you have to go appoint Shluchim together, and the only time we have such a requirement is potentially by Edim, where the Edim have to see the actual Edis together, or whatever they hear and whatever they're going to testify about, they have to have heard together. However, the Gemara continues, and if you're going to say this, Bryce is talking about where Reuven actually appointed them to write and sign a get for him, and of course that would be a regular case of Edis. Me Mitzdarfi, could it be that it'll be Mitzdarfi actually appointed them at separate times? But we already learned in Edus Mitzarefes at Yush Neim Kecha that the only time the two Edus could be Mitzaref if they saw what they're testifying about or they heard what they're testifying about at the same time. And therefore, the scenario of the Seifa wouldn't make sense if we were referring to a Dechasima. And the Gemara answers, Dilma Rabbi Shua ben Kacha's Filei, that it's possible that this price is going according to Rabbi Shua ben Kacha. And we know that Rabbi Shua ben Kacha holds that Filu Bezeh Chazeh, even if Edim hear or see something and they didn't see it or hear it together, they could still testify. And for example, if Levi testifies that he saw that Reuven lent money to Shimon on Monday, and then Yehuda testifies that I saw Reuven lend money to Shimon on Tuesday, that we've been starved to Edus, and it'll be a valid Haggadah that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven. And because this Brisa could be going like Rabbi Shimon ben Kacha, therefore you can't bring me a Raya from the safe of the Brisa. And the Gemara continues, we just had two machlekes in between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. The first machlekes was that Rebbe hold that even after the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel Zakin, butler mevutel, that if the husband is mevatel to get, it's considered butler. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that even b'di'ebed, if the husband battle get, is not considered battle. And we also saw machlekes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. If Reuven says to 10 people, kisvu get l'ishti, if yachal v'batel zeh shalai v'nei zeh, as Rebbe stated, or according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that in yachal v'batel el zeh v'nei zeh. And Agamar continues, Om Rav Shmuel Rebbe Yehuda, Shamas m'nei Rebbe Abba Tati, that I heard from Rebbe Abba two different dinim. Number one, chodek Rebbe, that he passed like Rebbe v'chodo, and by one din, he passed like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. L'yadana, I'm not sure, haik Rebbe, haik Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, in which machlekes did he pass like Rebbe, and which one did he pass on Rabbi Shimon Galil? And our Rabbi Yisrael says, Nechsenan, let us figure this out. And before we continue, let's point out there's another machlekes, which is a Masechtas Ksubis in Amon Nezainis, which is machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Galil and Rabbanon, in a case where Dayanim went and sold the Nechasim of Yarshim, and they actually appraised it for the wrong value, and either they increased the value by Ishtus, or they decreased the value by Ishtus, and Rabbanon say that Machron Batal, that the Mech is considered Batal. However, Rabbi Shimon Galil says, Makrech Bezin Yofa, that if you're going to say that the Mech is Batal, then what koyach did we give to the Chachamim if we're going to go and be mevatel the mechiras? And once again, we see that Rav Shimon Galil holds that makoyach bezin yafa, and and Rabbanan argue on Shimon Galil in that case as well. And Zok Rabbi Yosef that the Chiyasa Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretzol, he told us Ma'is of Asa Rabbi Kedivri Chum. There was a story where Bezdin went and sold the Nechasim of Yarshim, and they made a mistake by Ishtus, and Rabbi passing like the Chumim that the Mech was bottle. And Amal in front of Rav Pato Bnei Shua Blaz Ben Pato, and Rav Pato who was the son of Rav Blaz Ben Pato, and Ben Bnei Shua Pato Gadol, and Rav Pato was the grandson of Rav Pato Gadol, and came Ma'kech Bezdin Yofa. If so, what is the Koyach of Bezin stronger, and how could you say that Mechon Badal? And therefore, Rav Pato wanted to say that the Psak should be like Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chazir Rebbe Vasek Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rebbe went and said that the Mech was not Badal, and therefore he passed it ultimately like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And therefore, ultimately, we see that Rebbe agreed to the Svar of Shimon Gamliel, that Ma'kech Bezin Yafa, and since even Rebbe was Chazir and passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel over there, so Lachari in our case, Rebbe also was masking to Rav Shimon Gamliel that Ma'kech Bezin Yafa, and Lachari once Rav Gamliel made this takana, then Rebbe agreed to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even if the husband went in front of Bezin and was mevatel the shlichus, that would not be considered a valid bittel, even b'diavad. And therefore, Rav Yosef proves, when the hak Rav Shimon Gamliel, therefore, if it comes out, Rav Abba must pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first case and the first machlekes that we had between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, b'negated takana of Rav Gamliel Zakin. So, hak Rebbe, it must be that if he passed like Rebbe in one case, then it must be that Rav Abba passing like Rebbe in the second case, where it was Amal Asar, Kisvu Gela Ishti. And Rabbi Abba passing like Rabbi that Yachlu Batal Zesh Loi B'Vnei Zeh. And the Gemara continues, V'Afra B'Yeshia D'Min Usha Sava Chadik Rabbi V'Chadik Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And also Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha holds, and the first Machlek is between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel, we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the second case we pass like Rabbi. As the Omer Rabbi Bachana stated, Chamisha Sabi Avin Kamed Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha, that I was included amongst five different Zakenim that were in front of Rabbi Yeshia who came from the city of Usha, Osa Hu Gavra Kamei, and there was a person that came in front of Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha, and Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha wanted to force this person to give a get to his wife, as he was one of these people that the dinner is the Yotzi V'Yitin Ksuba. And finally, this man agreed to give a get to his wife, and because Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha wanted to make sure that he wasn't Chayza, so Amalahu, he said to these Eden that we're going to go and write this get, Zilu Atmu V'Kasvula, go and hide yourselves away, and you should write this get for his wife, and then give it to his wife. And the reason why he said this is that this way, the husband would not be able to go in front of the Eden and in front of the Shluchim and be mevatel the get. And the Gemara says, and if Rabbi Yeshia would have held like Rabbi, that he could mevatel this get even in front of Bezin, even if the Eden would hide themselves away, that wouldn't help at all, as Lemaisa, the husband could go and create a Bezin of either two or three people, and he could say, I want to be mevatel the get, and even though it's after the Takana of Ragun Lazakin, this would work according to Rabbi, El Shmami Nak, Rav Shimon Galil Svirle, and therefore it's Muchach, Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha, Paschal and Rav Shimon Galil, that this get would not work when doing so in front of a Bezin after the Takana. So clearly, in the first machlek is between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Yeshia passed like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara continues. And if you would think that Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha passed like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even in the second machlek is Lamluhu Atmuri, why do you say that you should go and hide yourself away? They should just spread out, and therefore, if one aid is in one area and the other aid is in the second area, the din would be that he came in battle Zesh Loi B'Nei Zeh, and this man would not be able to battle the shlichus. And therefore, the Gemara says El Shmamin. That although Rabbi Yeshia D'Min Usha passed like Shimon Gamliel in the first machlek is between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel, however, he passed like Rabbi in the second machlek is between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara continues, V'Rava Amar Rav Nachman, and Rava says, in the name of Rav Nachman, Halach Rabbi B'Shtein, that Halach follows Rabbi in both of the machleks in between Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel. And the Chayyar Lefizeh comes out, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi that we don't say as far, Makhech Bezin Yofa. And the Gemara therefore asks, V'Lesl Rav Nachman, Makhech Bezin Yofa, do you say Rav Nachman doesn't hold as far, Makhech Bezin Yofa? Rav Nachman on Mishmuel, but Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, and we continue on Daflam Medav Medav. The Yisayim Shabo Lachlik Benichse Avim, and as Rashi says, these Yisayim were all Ketanim, and they come to be Mechalik in the Nechus of their father before they become Gedolim. So Bezin Maminulam Ma'apetropis. So Bezin appoints for each one of the Yisayim their own administrator who burn land Chelik Yafar, and then either the Apetropsin or some say Bezin themselves will choose a very good portion for each of the Yisayim. And even though they split up the Nechusim Higdila, once they get older, Yechayim Limchais each of the Yisayim have the opportunity when they become gedolim to be meicha, and they say they want to redo the chalukah. Rav Nachman Deyom and Rav Nachman himself says over there, Higdilei ein yichayim limchais. Now even if they get older, they can't be meicha. Then came makrich bezin yafa. As if so, what would be the great strength of bezin that they could split up the nechasim while they're ktanim? And since we want to give a strength to bezin, so therefore we don't allow them to be meicha. And clearly we see that Rav Nachman holds of the svara the makrich bezin yafa, and over here also the how could he pass on Rebbe if l'chari he should pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel who hold in the same. Svara of Makrech Bezin Yafa. And the Gemara answers, Hasan and Maina, over there we're referring to a case of Mammonis, and B'negei Mammonis, certainly we say that Hefka Bezin Hefka, and therefore we could give the Kayak to Bezin to make a Chaluka, and even if these same aren't happy, we still don't care as Hefka Bezin Hefka. However, Hachi Sura, as Rashi says, the Ish is Ish, Umashum Ma Kayak Bezin Yafa, Le Afka Rabban Kedushin, that Rabban Nachman agrees to Rebbe that because of the concept of Ma Kayak Bezin Yafa, we won't be Mafkir his original Kedushin, and therefore we say that since the husband came in front of Bezin and Lemaisa was Mavatal his original get, therefore Rav Gamliel passing like Rebbe, and Lemaisa midiraisa this get is batal, and therefore this woman will remain an Ashes Ish. And Lechira, since the Gemara is now making a chiluk between a case of Mammonis and a case of Issa, so Taisus and Diva Maskal, Hasan and Maina, Hachoy Sura, asked how could it be that on Lam Gimel and Beis, Rabbi Yisib brought a riot that since Rebbe was Chayza and he did like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he held that Makayach Bezin Yafa, therefore it must be that it was Chayza from what he said B'negei get. If Lechira over there, it's also talking about Mammonis, and Rebbe's case over here in our Gemara is talking about Issa, and maybe B'negei Issa, he would still hold that we don't have a concept of Makayach Bezin Yafa, Ayin in Taisvis, and we will stop over here.